to UBP podcast. My name is Ariane Kesriwani. I'm a senior investment specialist at UBP, and today we're discussing UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity Back to Risk Aversion. The key takeaways are: volatility is setting the scene for 2022, with market swings disrupting investors' focus and risk appetite. Equity markets should still find market support with positive GDP growth projected above 3% for the next 2 years, although a defensive positioning would be required to navigate the uncertainties ahead. UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity's year-to-date drawdown could offer an attractive catch-up potential, as the strategy has proven through its solid track record to strongly participate on the upside while also limiting the downside over a business cycle. As global central banks accelerate their tightening measures to counteract higher inflation rates, equity markets volatility was notably on the rise the first week of May. After the Fed's announcement to hike rates by no more than 50 bips per quarter, the S&P 500 rallied 3% on May 4th, but only to give back 3.5% on the following day. These large swings, reflective of investors' risk aversion and short-term positioning, have set up a challenging market environment for fundamental investors. Similarly, the year-to-date reversion of investment styles performances, especially over relief rallies such as in March and in the first days of May, is proving yet again to be difficult and inefficient to time over the short term as well as over longer periods. In view of the uncertainties ahead, the IMF has projected a slowdown in global growth from 6.1% estimated for 2021 to 3.6% in 2022 and 2023, with 3.3% for the medium term beyond 2023. This positive GDP growth should remain supportive for equity markets, albeit might require a more selective and defensive positioning to face the rising headwinds. As the global economy hits a late cycle stage with slowing growth and rising inflation, value style investing, which typically depends on macroeconomic tailwinds, would be less likely to provide useful investment opportunities for the medium term. The selection of fundamentally sound investment cases should provide investors with more confidence in delivering resilient performances in an uncertain macroeconomic backdrop. In fact, regardless of style buckets or macroeconomic conditions, companies benefiting from competitive business models, visible earnings growth, and cash flow returns on investments above their cost of capital are expected to defend stable balance sheets and profitability levels across any business cycle. For the Swiss and Global Equity team, a disciplined and poised investment process has translated into a patient but vigilant portfolio positioning in the midst of the year-to-date market volatility. Reflecting a minimum 5-year future positive value creation trend of its underlying holdings, the 30 Global Leader strategy is focused on delivering a superior medium to long-term return objective through skilled stock selection rather than short-term bets or trading activity. As the market attention eventually shifts from inflation to growth concerns, defensive value creative companies have typically proven to lead the market in a more volatile setting. Delivering an annualized 14.2% gross absolute return over the past 3 years versus 9.4% for the MSCI All Country World at end of April 2022, generated with similar volatility around 18%, UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity has proven that an active, skilled stock selection also outperforms a passive allocation over the cycle, with 9.2% annualized return recorded for the MSCI All Country World iShares ETF. Analyzing previous drawdown periods over the past decade, March 2020 represented the maximum monthly drawdown data point for the MSCI All Country World. The benchmark lost 14% in the 6-month period leading up to March's low and recovered 13.6% in gains in the following 6 months. Comparing this to the 30 Global Leaders Fund, which posted a significantly lower drawdown, minus 8.1% performance was recorded over 6 months leading up to March 2020, with 13.5% recovery gains in the following 6 months. This proves the strategy's ability to limit the downside, but also to strongly participate in relief rallies and upside trends. The year-to-date 2022 drawdown analysis shows a distinct pattern in the sense that the fund has recorded a larger drawdown than the market after the highs recorded over 2021. We have seen, however, that over relief rallies, such as March 2022, the only positive return month for this year, the fund is able to catch up and outperform the benchmark. The year-to-date drawdown could therefore represent a strong catch-up opportunity for the fund, especially as investors' risk aversion moves the market focus back to underlying reliable company fundamentals rather than timing short-term gains with fading tailwinds. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.